Maryland's Morning News with Brian Niemann on WBAL and WBAL.com.
7:51 on Maryland's Morning News. We all know who Edward Snowden is now. This time last year, we probably didn't have any idea who he was. Luke Harding joins me now. He writes for The Guardian newspaper, website, award-winning correspondent, and has written a book called The Snowden Files, the inside story of the world's most wanted man. Luke, good to talk to you. I don't have a whole lot of time, and there's so much to get to with you, but he is a local guy for us because he grew up in Anne Arundel County, and actually the first chapter of your book starts Ellicott City near Baltimore. Before we get into what he did and what he didn't do, describe who Edward Snowden is.
Well, he's a young man with amazing computer skills, a geek, someone who is politically from the right. He's a conservative and a libertarian, and someone who really felt that what he was seeing as an NSA contractor, really about mass surveillance, was unconstitutional and he thought illegal. So he decided he would kind of, I wouldn't say he would blow the system up, but he would kind of leak information to journalists and try and inform the public and maybe reform the system.
When did he decide that he wanted to do something bigger than what is done before when it comes to getting this information and getting this information out? How long was this plan planned for?
Well, I worked with this book with a colleague of mine, Ian McCaskill, who met Snowden in Hong Kong and talked to him for several hours. And I think the tipping point for Snowden was when Obama came in and he expected him to kind of essentially kind of roll back the security state, the surveillance state, as Snowden calls it. And when this didn't happen, he decided he would plot this extraordinary thing. So 3 or 4 years ago, so far as we know, he didn't tell anybody. So he was sitting in Hawaii. He was scraping the NSA servers in Fort Meade, thousands of miles away. Nobody noticed. He gets on a plane to Hong Kong and he shares this material with Glenn Greenwald, with Laura Poitras, meets McCaskill and so on. I mean, it's an amazing story. I wrote it like a thriller because that's kind of how it feels.
Was he worried that he was going to get caught? Was he constantly looking over his shoulder that, you know, maybe something would happen to him and somebody was going to be on to what he was doing?
I mean, Ewan asked him this and said, "Look, you do know your life is never going to be the same again." And basically, the answer was that it was a price worth paying. I think, you know, my sense is that actually he was surprised he got as far as he did, and certainly my Guardian colleagues who were meeting with him in Hong Kong, every day they would meet with him in his hotel room, and every day they were surprised that he was still there because at that point we were publishing stories on a daily basis, that the White House was desperately seeking him. And then I think he did this rather clever thing, which was to kind of reveal himself in this famous video. So everyone knew who he was. And in a way, I think that kind of paradoxically made things a bit safer for him.
I know he talked to the Washington Post as well, but why did he choose The Guardian? Why did he go to you guys?
He said that he was basically fed up with... He didn't really trust the New York Times. He thought that they'd sat on this big story of illegal surveillance from the kind of George W. Bush years. And instead, he sought out Glenn Greenwald, who last year was worked for The Guardian as a columnist, because he liked the kind of stuff he was writing on civil liberties. So this is all part of his plan. I mean, it was all very rational, very strategic. He picked these journalists out. There were several false starts, but eventually he persuaded them to fly halfway around the world on a slightly kind of crazy mission and meet him.
How is he doing now? This is my last question. Have you had any contact with him? What does Glenn say? How's he doing in Russia?
Well, yeah. I mean, we The Guardian, we are in contact with him, and I mean, not a huge amount is known about his specific circumstances there, and I think he wants it that way. But what we do know, essentially, is that, in my view, I think he's stuck in Moscow. There's no prospect of him coming back to the U.S. The White House has said it doesn't really want to cut any kind of deal with him and has charged him with espionage. And meanwhile, the Europeans, who've been very outraged at all of this American spying, actually have not given him asylum. So I think for better or for worse, he's in Russia for some time. I mean, certainly for years, I would say, yeah.
Well, regardless of how you feel about him, whether you think he's a hero or a traitor, it's a fascinating story. Luke Harding with The Guardian. The book is called The Snowden Files. Thanks for your time here on Maryland's Morning News. We appreciate it.
Thank you.